Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Esprit Radio.
Welcome to the neighborhood.
That's right. Welcome to our neighborhood. Welcome to Black on Black Crime, our point counterpoint program where we talk issues, news, sometimes we play a game or two, but we don't do crime. If you're not familiar with our program, Black on Black Crime is when black people overtly focus, criticize, or analyze other black people in areas they won't consider anyone else. You can join in on today's topic by calling in or sending your comments in the chat room. With that being said, on with the show.
Welcome again to Black on Black Crime. I'm your host, Jerome. If this is your first time here, welcome. Black on Black Crime is when black people overtly focus, criticize, or analyze other black people in areas they won't consider anyone else. You know, on our last show, we had actress Garcelle Bouvier versus superstar Beyoncé Knowles, and we did a special segment of Where's My Publicist with Toni Braxton. She should have asked where her publicist was. And Spike Lee talked about gentrification of his old neighborhood. We also did a rebroadcast of Arsenio Hall show with Steve McQueen. I think Arsenio Hall show is a good show. You should check it out. Even in reruns, it's a good show, and it has been renewed, so go check that out. Now, on this program, Naomi Campbell is talking about fashion model Naomi Campbell is talking about actress Lupita Nyong'o, who was in 12 Years a Slave. She made some comments about her, and we're going to talk about that. We'll, you know, rake over her comments a little bit. Music mogul Master P, or Percy Miller, writes an open letter to his wife. I know how this open letter stuff goes, so we'll talk about the open letter that he wrote. And Jackson, Mississippi Mayor Lumumba, he passed away, but it's over a questionable death. I didn't see the news story, so now we're going to cover it since he just recently passed. So we're going to talk about that. And they did have his services last week, so we want to talk about that questionable death. And we have some facts about the president's initiative on education. And also our clip that we missed last time with comedian Delray Davis. We'll play that from Arsenio Hall. But we have that, entertainment updates, and more. If you want to join us, hey, you can call in 909-265-9189. You can check us out live. You can check us out on iTunes. You can download some of our past programs. If you want to just go to www.soulofsyracuse.com/BOBC, you can check out some of our programs and archives. And if you want to send us a comment or question, BOBC@soulofsyracuse.com. All right. And don't forget to join our Facebook page. We also have that. It's BOBC Show. That's on Facebook. So if you want to go join that, hey, we'd appreciate that. So just want to welcome you on to the show and say, you know, hey, welcome. We miss Black History Month and all of that stuff. So we thought we'd start giving you a little bit more information on the program since we didn't cover a lot of informative stuff. You know, we kind of do what we do on Black on Black Crime. So this time we're going to give you a little bit more history. So, you know, oh, and also, you know, well, we'll talk about that later, but I just wanted to welcome you on to the show. This is Black on Black Crime, and you can call in and join us. You know, hit one. Just remember, keep your comments relevant, and no profanity, vulgarity, or obscenities, or you'll get put on mute. It's kind of what we do on this program. Now, we start off every show with some information and some news, what's going on in the week, what's going on in the world. And yesterday was the fourth anniversary of the signing of the Affordable Health Care Act. you know, for those people who were trying to slam it, it's called Obamacare to them. Now, as of today, there are more than 5 million people enrolled and is expected to hit 6 million by March 31st. Now, that is the deadline, the 2014 deadline, and if you miss it, you won't be able to sign up for next year until around November. So, yeah, it doesn't seem like it's a long window, but you will have to wait for the next enrollment period, which starts in November, if you miss this one. Now, if you forgot or if you don't know what it covers and what the main crutch is of the affordable health care, it covers pre-existing conditions, so don't worry about that. It has no lifetime limits, so you don't have to worry about that. No recidivism. They can't actually, after you go to the hospital twice or get a checkup three times, they won't rescind your policy. That's not allowed under the Affordable Health Care Act. And also, you can include dependents until they're 26 years old. So if you're in college or grad school, hey, you can still stay on your parents' insurance. And so with that being said, you know, there's about 13 million people who have insurance because of the Affordable Health Care Act, in case you didn't know. Now, more than 150,000 calls were over the weekend that were made to the exchanges, the federal exchanges, just the federal, and more over a million visits to the website. That was just this past weekend. So to enroll in the healthcare marketplace, go to healthcare.gov or to enroll by March 31st or call 1-800-318-2596. All right. I hope we got that straight. And if you want us to repeat it, you know, just call us, call in, let us know. Or, you know, I'm going to open up chat so that you can, you know, put that information in chat. I'll put it in chat so that you can see it. So just remember, you can always join in and interact a little bit. And if you have any questions about it or want some more information, write us at bobc@soulofsyracuse.com. That's bobc@soulofsyracuse.com. And I can send you the information that we have. Now, we're just going to send you to the government's website, I must remind you. But if you forget the URL, you can always ask us questions on the show for any segment or anything that we do, so you can always do that. Now, in the world of entertainment, Oprah Winfrey, just in case you are looking to buy a studio, she's selling her Harpo Studios. So if you're in the Chicago area and you want a piece of entertainment history, Oprah is selling her studios. Now, it has already been sold, by the way, or it's in the process of being sold. It's her, the place that her, in Chicago, it's sold to a developer, but the studio will remain on the property for another 2 years. Now, that's where she filmed the Oprah Winfrey show from 1990 to 2011. She also ended her talk show to start her Oprah Winfrey Network, own network on cable. So about 200 people who work at this 3.5-acre campus, which they say will sell for about $32 million. They're expected to close that transaction in 30 days. So if you were interested, I think you're out of luck, but Harpo will be sold. It's gonna seem weird that Harpo is owned by someone else. I bet you they changed the name. But I think they film the Dr. Oz show or something from there. So we'll have to see how that goes. We'll keep an eye on that. And, you know, while we're talking about Oprah and more Oprah news, Oprah has now partnered with Starbucks. Now, Starbucks chain is now creating what's called an Oprah chai tea. You know, you can tell I don't drink this stuff, but it's an Oprah chai tea, which was recently announced. Now, Oprah is launching the beverage next month. Well, she's not lunch, it's Starbucks, called Oprah Chai. It contains cinnamon, ginger, cardamom, clove, black tea, and some other stuff. But it's going to be both in a latte and a loose tea formats is what they're saying. I don't know what any of that means. And Oprah Chai will be available in the U.S. and Canada on April 29th. So if you want to go check out the Oprah Chai, it is now available. I have nothing to say about that, but I do usually take the apple cider cinnamon thing that they have. But anyway, all right, I want everybody to, you're listening to Black on Black Crime on Esprit Radio. You can call in and join us at area code 909-265-9189. Remember, we're here every Monday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you want to join the program, on this program, we're talking Naomi Campbell. Model Naomi Campbell is talking about the 12 Years a Slave star and Oscar winner, Lupita Nyong'o, and we're going to talk about that. We also have another, we don't know if this is a black-on-black crime, but some statements that LL Cool J made about Chris Brown. We have that in there and some other things and more, but we just wanted to welcome you on to the show if you're just checking in on us. And remember, you can always hit one on your line and come in. Love to interact, so that's not a problem at all. Now, also on the program, I want to say this, it's a special 25th anniversary screening of Do the Right Thing at the Egbert Fest, you know, from Cisco, the Ebert Film Festival on April 25th. Now, the festival, which was founded by the late great film critic and essayist, I guess is what his title was, I guess is what they call him. He started the film fest, or they started it kind of after he passed, but it's set in Champaign, Illinois, very near his hometown of Urbana, at the Virginia Theater, where he grew up, spending many hours watching long movies, is what they're saying. Now, Ebert himself said about Spike Lee's film that, "I've been given only a few films." It says, "I've been given only a few film-going experiences in my life to equal the first time I saw Do the Right Thing." He said most movies remain up there on the screen, but only a few penetrate your soul. Now, in May of 1989, he said, I walked out of the screening at the Cannes Film Festival with tears in my eyes. Spike Lee had done an almost impossible thing. He made a movie about race in America that empathized with all the participants. He didn't draw lines or take sides, but simply looked with sadness at one radical flashpoint that stood for many others. Now, the fest, by the way, takes place on April 23rd through the 27th. So go pick up your tickets. They go on sale on April 1st. So we just wanted to make sure that we shared that with you. Do the Right Thing, 25 years in the making. Now, it was in 2012 that Viola Davis and her husband, Julius Tenen, launched a production company called Juvie Productions to expand the options, not just for her, but lack of black actors generally. So Juvie Productions has relaunched its very first stage production, a production of the award-winning show Camp Lejeune. Camp Logan. I'm thinking of Camp Lejeune. Camp Logan, which is based on the compelling story of 6 black U.S. soldiers during World War I, leading up to the tragic 1917 racially charged riot in their base in Houston, Texas. Now, in April 1917, the U.S. entered into World War I, neither a global power nor a military power, ordering the construction of 2 bases, Ellington Field and Camp Logan, where drafted soldiers were trained, a few months later, a battalion of African-American soldiers arrived in Houston to guard the Camp Logan construction site. A month later, one of those soldiers tried to intervene with when he saw a police officer assaulting and arresting a black woman. He dragged the partially clothed woman from her house. As a result, officers beat and arrested the soldier as well, which led to an investigation by the Army corporal, who was also beaten, shot, and shot at and arrested by police when he tried to arrange for the African-American soldier's release. Now, a race riot ensued involving 156 armed black soldiers marching on a city, which left 20 people dead, and what has been come to known as the Camp Logan riot. Just in case you didn't know, we thought we'd give you a little bit of history on the Camp Logan story. Now, I just want to remind you, you're listening to Black on Black Crime. We are going to, you know, take a break and come back with more. You know, we have to take our first break before we get back into our topics. But on this program, we are going to talk about Naomi Campbell, her statements. Now, don't think that it's bad from Naomi Campbell. It's not always bad from Naomi Campbell, but we just want to talk about some statements that she made on the, what is her name? I forgot. Okay, Lupita, I forgot, the Academy Award winner from 12 Years a Slave. I don't know why I'm stuttering today, but I'm sure Kai and everybody's going to kill me a little bit later. But we'll have to see how that goes. You're listening to Black on Black Crime on SB Radio. We'll take a break so I can get myself together. I know we've been missing for a minute, but thanks for checking us out. We're here every Monday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This is Black on Black Crime. You can call in and join us at 909-265-9189. Again, that on today's program, we have LL Cool J. He talked about Chris Brown and the grill. We should talk about that. We also have music mogul Percy Master P. Miller wrote an open letter to his ex, Naomi Campbell, the fashion model. Talks about Lupita Nyong'o and more. So we'll be back after this message. You're listening to Black on Black Crime. We'll be right back.
Straight from Red Lobster chefs to your table for a limited time. It's our seafood dinner for two for just $25. A handcrafted seafood feast made to share. First, you each get salad and unlimited Cheddar Bay biscuits. Then choose two from a wide variety of chef-inspired entrees, like our new honey garlic crispy shrimp or new seafood lover's linguine. Round out your seafood dinner with your choice of either an appetizer or dessert to share. Don't miss our seafood dinner for two, just $25. At Red Lobster, where we seafood differently.
Hi, I'm LeBron James. I know how important it is to take care of yourself, your friends, and your family. That's why I want to tell you about the health insurance marketplace at healthcare.gov. You can go there to find an affordable health plan as part of the healthcare law. The deadline to enroll is March 31st, so sign up now. You never know when you might take a hit. Spread the word and get covered today.
When it came to hot water, we were house divided.
That is until we switched to Tide cold water.
When we did laundry, Junior here couldn't take his usual two-hour hot shower.
It's called hygiene.
Now with Tide cold water, we've reached a truce because we get a great clean and cold.
Saving the hot water for Captain Prunehands here.
Rip Van Wrinkle.
Sir Rent-a-Lot.
The Dean of Sea.
Lord of the Looper. Don't leave. Where are you going?
Wonder why I take long showers.
Tide, better cold water clean than the bargain brand and warm.
That's my Tide. What's yours?
Yeah. Brand new. Long awaited. Yeah. I'm back. Shut it down. There's a whole lot of imitating going on, but we're gonna take it back to the basement.
New Boondock, April 21st at 10:30, Adult Swim.
I am a volleyball coach. I was uninsured. It wasn't until I suffered a mild concussion that I said, yeah, I think I better look into this. I went on to the health insurance marketplace. I signed up. It was very simple. I was able to find one that's under $100 a month, and it has dental. It can fit with whatever budget I have month to month. I'm very elated about it.
Don't wait. Sign up by March 31st so you're covered for 2014.
That's insane.
Yep, and you can customize it. I can download anything I want.
Seriously? That's a lot of music.
Seriously?
That's insane.
And it's $15 a month for the family.
Seriously? That's a lot of gold rope.
Seriously? That's a signature look.
You don't have a signature look, honey.
That's a signature look.
Only AT&T brings you Beats Music. Unlimited downloads for up to 5 accounts and 10 devices. All for $14.99 a month.
Welcome back to Black on Black Crime. I'm your host, Jerome. You know, we're going to be on momentarily with our co-host, my girl, Kai. She's going to be here. But let me tell you what this program is about since I messed it up on the way in. All right. Now, on this program, just in case you're just tuning in, okay, we have Naomi Campbell, you know, on. She's going to talk about actress Lupita Nyong'o. Okay, the Academy Award-winning actress. She made some comments about her. We also have Master P. He wrote an open letter to his ex-wife. Jackson, Mississippi Mayor Lumumba, he has a questionable death. They had the services on Saturday, or past Saturday, but last week. And I want to talk about that story a little bit. But on that note, let me go and bring in my girl, Kai. How are you doing, Kai? You know, I should bring you in with bump music, but since I'm a little slow on the board.
How are you today, sir?
Oh, you can tell I'm a little under the weather, just like you are.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. This is something.
Yeah.
We get a little sun down here, but then your allergies, all the allergies and pollen is out. So, but I missed you guys. I'm glad to be back.
Yeah, and here's how slow I am on bringing in your bump music. Wait a minute. It'll take a second. See, can you hear it? It's going slow, just like
yes.
We are today. It's so low. All right, this would be Kai.
That's about how I'm moving at that speed.
We had a delayed bump in for Kai today, so... All right, so since we're both going slow, is the weather, like, bad down there?
You know what? It's actually beautiful. It's just the pollen from the trees and stuff. And
yeah.
It was 72, I think, on Saturday, and it got colder today. And then tomorrow, I think, it's supposed to be, like, 30 or 40. But the trees are all bloomed, and it's just beautiful, but everyone's sneezing and allergies and, oh.
I'll take it over the cold, though. Actually, I won't take it over the cold, and we're expecting a snowstorm tomorrow. Do you know that?
Are you kidding me?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Here's the kick to that. We may hit our record lowest high temperature for the month of March ever in the history of record keeping.
Oh, my.
The record low high is 26, and we have not gone higher than 25 yet. So we may break the record.
And you, It always makes me laugh when I ask my mom, so how's the weather? She said, oh, it's warm today. What's the temperature? Oh, it's 40.
Hey, well, you know what? And you know how this goes. It is warm compared to how it was before.
Exactly. Exactly.
When we don't have to go outside dressed like Eskimos, it is a good day. That is usually how that goes. So, you know, you're going to have to give us a little break on that. So I'm wondering how the commission's doing. I think commission was a little under the weather too. We'll have to check her out and see how this is gonna how it's gonna go with her. But just in case, all right, did I lose you, Kai? All right, just in case Kai had a coughing fit, let's go into Black on Black Crime. I just want to let you know you can join in and call us, dial in 909-265-9189. That's 909-265-9189. We are talking about Naomi Campbell, the fashion model, talks about, you know, the award-winning, Oscar-winning actress Lupita Nyong'o and Master P open letter to his wife. But first, I want to talk about this mayor of Jackson, Mississippi. Now, I guess his name is Chiwi Lumumba. He's a legendary human rights activist and attorney who was elected mayor of Jackson, Mississippi last June. He died of alleged natural causes on February 25th. Now, the speculation has been rampant that he was killed because of his platform of self-determination for the black community and his refusal to tap dance around some issues of white supremacy and systemic racism in the Deep South. Now, Hinds County, Mississippi supervisor Ken Stokes believes that the late Jackson mayor was assassinated, and he wants an autopsy performed to rule out foul play. Now, he just had services last week. I don't know if they did an autopsy, but Hinds County coroner Sharon Grisham Stewart insists that Lumumba, who previously battled cancer, died of natural causes. And so Kenny Stokes, the town supervisor, said, we're going to ask a question, who killed the mayor? We'd feel a lot better if there was an autopsy, is what he said at the beginning of his speech that he made before the services. He said, first they said it was not a heart attack, it was not a stroke, then what was it? You don't just die like that when you're healthy. He said, I believe that someone killed them. Now I can't prove it, but I'm going to say it, is what Stokes said. That's how I feel in my heart, and a lot of other people feel that he was killed. Now, as an attorney, Lumumba represented legendary activist, poet, actor, hip-hop artist Tupac Shakur in several cases, and his godmother, Asita Shakur, who Lumumba called the Black Panther heroine. Now, she is actually in Cuba. Asanta secures in Cuba. Now, Lumumba was also the founder of the Malcolm X grassroots movement, and his platform called for to move towards black self-determination in the Deep South. So with all of that backdrop and foul play, you know, a lot of people are coming in to speak about it. The National Conference of Black Lawyers was coordinating fundraising for a cost to pay for the cost of an independent autopsy, but the Nation of Islam leader and Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan announced that fundraising would not be necessary because he would pay for the autopsy. He said that he's known him for nearly 40 years. He passed away about a week ago. His funeral, which was last week or the week before, he died under circumstances that we don't know what it was. He became the mayor of Jackson, Mississippi, and any of you who know Mississippi and know Jackson, the black man being mayor and trying to do the right thing by all the people, is not a mayor that those people want. So this is what Mr. Farrakhan said, is that he was in the hospital, he was on the phone doing mayor's business, and he was laughing and in good spirits, and within a few hours, he was dead. He said, I understand that they are guarding his body, and I was so happy to learn that they are getting an independent pathologist because medical examiners, we can't trust them. And he says that they lie to protect the government. We have to have our own independent pathologist and look out for us. So he said, hey, you know what? We are going to fund this. So the minister actually volunteered, actually came up to pay for that. So when we know more about the story, we'll talk about it on Black Crime. But I haven't seen any updates to the story yet, but we'll definitely check that out. Now, you're listening to Black on Black Crime on SB Radio. On that note, before we get back into the program, I guess what we should do is step out, make sure Kai is all right. You know, she had to take a moment, take a breather. But we'd just like to start off the show with a little bit of news and information for you. We'll be back with more Black on Black Crime. But before we do that, I just want to remind you, you can always hook up with us on the social networking side. We have a page on Facebook. It is BOBC Show on Facebook. You can email us at BOBC@solarsyracuse.com. And if you missed some of the shows in the past, you can always go back and, you know, check us out on in the archives or download on iTunes. Either way, we're there. So just wanted to share that and let you know, hey, I think my girl Kai's back. But before we do that, we're going to take a break. Come back. More Black on Black Crime. I'm your host, Jerome. We'll be back after this message. We have another message. Another quick break. All right. We'll be back on Black Crime. But
wake up in your luxury bed and slide out of your luxury sheets. You get into your luxury shower and dry off with your luxury towel. You put on your luxury suit and your luxury watch. You grab your luxury coffee from your luxury coffee maker and add some luxury sugar. You step out of your luxury house and step into your luxury car, which makes everything else seem ordinary. Introducing the Acura RLX with Jewel-Eye LED headlights and precision all-wheel steering. It's luxury taken to
If I got to go to college, oh my goodness, I like discovering new things. You get to see what works for you and what doesn't. That helps you evolve as a person. You get to make like a supernova of skill or talent or whatever it is. I've always wanted to go to college. I just feel like that's my destiny. My name is Queen, and I am your dividend.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents.
Get your free inventor's information by dialing 1-800-413-5602. That's 1-800-413-5602.
Hi, everyone. I'm Eric Spoelstra of the Miami Heat and a member of the NBA Fit team. I'm here today at the White House to find out why eating healthy can help you perform like a champion.
Well, I eat fruits and vegetables every day because it gives me the energy I need to perform at the top of my game.
Thanks, Dwayne. What about you, Ray?
Drinking water is an important part of my pregame routine so I can stay focused and refreshed.
And you can take it from me. Eating the right foods can help make you a better athlete.
Oh! Angel!
Oh!
Mm-hmm. if I got to go to college, oh my goodness, I like discovering new things. You get to see what works for you and what doesn't. That helps you evolve as a person. You get to make like a supernova of skill or talent or whatever it is. I've always wanted to go to college. I just feel like that's my destiny. My name is Queen, and I am your dividend.
Welcome back to Black on Black Crowd. I'm your host, Jerome. You have a girl, Kai, on. How are you, Kai? Feeling all right?
I'm here.
You know, not only are we having technical difficulties, but we're both under the weather. What are those days?
Nothing like a Monday, I tell you. Gee whiz.
Hey. You know, and even although we're laughing and being troopers, it is funny to us that we still have fun even on bad days.
Mm-hmm.
Our bad days are still
good
days.
You know what I'm saying? Even my puppy is sneezing and scratching. I said, oh, my God.
Like, what is up with that?
Even the pets have allergies.
Oh, no. Now, wait a minute. You know, I didn't get you in on that story about your old state of Mississippi. Did you hear the story?
Mm-mm.
Yeah. The mayor of Mississippi, in Jackson, Mississippi, the coroner said it was natural causes, but apparently he was on the phone doing mayor's business. He was in the hospital laughing and joking around and stuff, and a couple hours later he died. And here's the kick to that. Coincidentally, he was Tupac's attorney. He was a Asena Shakur attorney back in the days who actually lives in Cuba now. He is the founder of the Malcolm X grassroots movement, and who had the platform of Black self-determination. And so they're saying the National Conference of Black Attorneys started coordinating a fundraiser just to do an independent autopsy, and Minister Farrakhan came in and said, I'll pay for an autopsy, because he knew him for over 40 years.
Yeah.
Especially
in Mississippi.
That was the sinister point. He said, listen, you know, in Mississippi, we know Jackson.
Right.
So they didn't do an autopsy, but his funeral services was last Saturday. So I don't know if they're going to have to.
And how old was he?
Actually, I don't know. I don't think I even paid attention to how old he was. But the minister knew him for 40 years. He's been around for a long time. And he was in good...
You know, if that was
just,
any other state, you might say, wow, that's unfortunate. But in the state of Mississippi...
He was elected in June, and he dies in February. And, you know...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a side-eye situation there.
Exactly. I would have to say that if it was Louisiana as well. So I just want to just throw Mississippi in there. There's a couple of states I would be a little worried about.
Texas, Ohio, just saying. Alabama.
Exactly.
Pushing it.
South Carolina. Just to name a few. Just want to say. Some of them might have something to worry about. Now, here's the top story on the program. Now, Naomi Campbell, you know, the fashion model Naomi Campbell, she went through, you know, she took the fashion world by storm in the streets of London. She was the first black model on the cover of Time magazine and French Vogue, and has been in the game for 3 decades. Now, during her February 27th speech, I didn't know she's been there that long. Her February 27th speech at the Essence magazine Black Women in Hollywood luncheon, I didn't know they had one of those. Nwango revealed that as a child, she experienced self-hate because of her dark complexion used to pray for lighter skin.
Right.
Yeah. Did you hear about it?
I saw the speech. I didn't hear about Naomi Campbell, but I saw her speech, and I thought it was just awesome.
Well,
she was very elegant.
She always has a real elegant stature about herself, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, but Naomi just said she understands where she's coming from. She said, I've heard it many times, but I never felt that. I felt like, what if I was blonde and blue-eyed and I would have been had a better opportunity to get a job? Because she was saying she was praying for lighter skin, and Naomi said she kind of did the same thing. She said, those things went through my mind, absolutely. But look, she's done it now, and she didn't have to do any of that to get where she wanted to get. She's an inspiration to all of those young women, especially African women. She said she, the hope that she gives, I don't think she knows how significant it is and what she's done for so many women around the world.
Oh, wow.
So that was actually pretty cool.
Oh, Naomi. Huh.
Exactly. You know, you think that after all the negative stuff that comes out about Naomi, when she makes a statement, I'm thinking,
right.
Wait a minute, Naomi?
Well, you know, I got to see a part of her interview on Wendy Williams, and she was so totally different than the way the media portrayed her. Just,
right.
You know, it was her first time meeting Wendy Williams, but, you know, my hat's off to her for saying that about another person in the entertainment industry, because there's so much negativity between everybody. That was nice of her to be supported. That was pretty awesome of her.
Yeah, I think
nice
so, too.
Nice to say that.
So I definitely wanted to give some props to Naomi Campbell for just coming out. And
yeah.
I mean, she didn't have to say anything. She didn't really have to talk
exactly.
about it. But,
exactly.
You know, she just said, I relate.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Unlike
that
Toni Braxton.
That was pretty awesome.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Unlike Toni Braxton's, I think this is kind of a black-on-black crime, who was on TV and she kind of was discussing her personal life in her professional lives when she was on a television show, right? She said that she and her ex-husband, Kerry Lewis, she said, we get along great. We're very Caucasian and very white about it. It's what she said. Now,
ooh,
I can go ahead,
Toni,
Tony,
no. What does that mean?
She said that.
Joking.
No. She was on that television show, Bethany. So I guess she wasn't talking to anybody black in particular.
Gosh.
But Braxton was married to Kerry Lewis, who is in one of the greatest bands of all time. The
right,
you know
yeah.
what band that is?
Yes, Mint Condition.
In Mint Condition, yes. And so they were married for 12 years, but they split in 2009. But their divorce was just finally, you know, finalized in July of last year. And they said they communicate and co-parent with their two children. But I don't think that was appropriate. I'm going to say that was a black-on-black crime for her to throw black people under the bus to act like there's...
Yeah, Toni, what was that about? I hope she was joking.
No, because what she did was she mocked, and I'm trying to think who she mocked when she was on there. But while she was on the show, I had the quote, and I deleted it. But the quote was something like, she did a scene from that movie Baby Boy. You know,
oh,
Jody, you ain't... Yeah. I never watched Baby Boy, by the way, but that was what the quote was. She actually did that and said, we don't act like that. Isn't that sick?
Oh, no, Toni, no. That is not how you... Hey. Yeah, that's a black-on-black crime for
that's
sure.
That's a black-on-black crime.
Oh, wow.
I was kind of done with Toni when she was dressing half naked when she was younger and then tried to throw Shamar Moore under the bus, but that was her problem.
Yeah,
anyway,
it was. It's, you know, she's a mother. We get it. You have a beautiful body. It's time to put some clothes on. I totally agree with that. I mean, we get it. And say she has to dress in a knapsack, but we get it, Toni.
Since she's over the top, that's what I'm saying. I'm just saying since she's over the top, I think that was her problem, is that she wanted to be over the top with that statement. As well.
Ooh.
So, Toni, yeah.
You said it very white about it. That's exactly what we don't need. Another.
I'm sorry. We have to keep putting up black people in that respect, right? All right.
We're going to have to have her sit in the corner for a little while.
No. All right, let's go to the phone line. Let's bring in Lavinia. Hey, girl, how are you? Lavinia's a little quiet. Uh-oh.
No, that's not Lavinia.
Oh, we got Vanessa. Oh, wait a minute.
I'm
going to
need you to stop talking, and I'm going to need you to stop talking about Tony like that.
Look, he was sitting out there, did not hit one on the line, did not want to come in, and we started talking about Tony Braxton.
And we
started
talking about Tony, huh?
That's why I thought it was Lavinia, because I thought she was going to blast her. I didn't know it was somebody coming to her rescue.
I'm going to need you to lay off Tony. She fine with whatever she wearing back then and what she wearing now. I don't have a problem with it. Why should you?
It may be time to have a come-to-Jesus meeting with Tony. She can't be saying very white about it. That's not
I
very
know.
Black of her.
No.
I don't pay attention to what she's saying.
I see. And that's the point. So since we are paying attention to what she's saying, that is just foul. You paid attention to your other, what's her name? Zoe Saldana? You paid attention to her?
No, she got married on me. She went off and snuck and got married.
You came in to defend her style of dress, not what she said.
I came in to defend. Let me look at what I want to look at without y'all saying stuff. That's what I came to defend.
Wait a minute. Since he's trying to change the subject, let me give you a bit of advice for the Zoe Saldana thing. You know, yeah. Halle Berry is just going to keep getting divorced until she runs into me, so I don't care if she gets married. She'll be back.
I was hoping that wasn't true.
Oh, yeah, I think she's separated. Yeah.
Cool.
So all you have to do is wait. It's a Hollywood marriage.
Halle Berry.
She'll be done in a minute. No, I'm talking about Vanessa.
That's done. That's done. Halle Berry, her man is done.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I was hoping that was just gossip.
They said that based on the news press release we got, they said because of their schedules and they both acted and they both been apart, that they've grown apart.
I think
Halle, that she accidentally got pregnant because Halle had said she didn't want to get married. That's why, you know, she and I broke up. And so,
yeah, I can see that.
You know,
I understand why you wouldn't stay with her.
Together?
They was keeping that on the low.
Oh, okay.
Just like, you know, I it was funny because I was listening to Tom Joyner's show a couple of weeks ago, and Michael Healy was the last black guy she went with. No, I take that back.
Really?
Just Michael Healy, then Heavy D. Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right, my diddly.
Hey,
you know.
Diddly-diddly-diddly-diddly-d.
All right. Hey, and since we are going through... I don't know why I turned that. Once I turned it into Tony, I might as well continue with the celebrities. But LL Cool J did an interview with DeGrio, and so he weighed in on the Chris Browns and Justin Bieber legal problems. So he said, sometimes, this is LL, sometimes when you're a kid with a lot of money and a bunch of crazy friends around you, things can happen. He said, it takes a while to become a man and you're and there really is a difference between a man and a boy. It's not just physical. You cannot expect an 18 or 20-year-old with $20 million to be just like a man because they have money. Money doesn't make you a man. I'm a little more lenient with them in my judgment because I've been there, done that. LL's not lying. LL was crazy when he was young.
Yeah, he's telling the truth.
Hey. So, you know, because I have a little leniency towards Chris Brown, too. I don't know too much about him, too, but he is off the rails. So I'm sure Finesse is not going to get with us on this.
Cool, Chris Brown?
Finesse.
No.
Just, go ahead.
My thing is, I'm looking at the whole case, and I'm like, you know, Lindsay Lohan got away with stuff. And still getting away with stuff in Paris Hilton.
Got open
cuffs and
using bad words.
Yeah. she gets all these things, been in wrecks under DWI. And
right.
Chris Brown is caught fraternizing with the people, with females in his drug rehab clinic. And that's why his probation got revoked. So
is that what he did?
Understand. Yeah.
Yeah, two of them.
Yeah.
Wait.
Well, apparently
he was caught.
Secret.
Wait a minute. So since
what?
He was caught fraternizing,
the word I want. the word I would use with the F, we can't say.
Okay,
that's
well,
right.
We can't say that. But so he was caught with a couple of people in rehab, so they're sending him to jail for that?
Yeah, because you're not supposed to have any contact.
Right. From Starstruck,
with anybody.
Probably people working with him. He, you know,
first,
did what he does.
All,
they should be held accountable like him.
Okay, I'm going to have to disagree with this because he wasn't in rehab for sex addiction. Like, I don't know what the problem is.
Well, you know, that goes back to the court system. You know how they do us. I posted that the other day.
Exactly.
I said, it's interesting. He's going to go through 30 days when Lindsay Lohan was driving drunk, high. I mean, just crazy stuff. And she would only do a day, not even a day.
Yeah.
She would get out. Here Chris Brown is. He got probation.
And make a mockery of the court system.
Yeah. And he's going to do 30
Chris
days.
Chris Brown and Justin Bieber, just give me 2 days with both of them. They'll turn around.
Well, Justin didn't even do any jail time. He was driving under the influence.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, he was, yeah. Yeah. I think it's, to me, it's like OJ, right? They just have whatever impression of that dude, and no matter what he does, he's going to go to jail.
Right.
Because
can't win.
Once the impression is out there, you can't win.
Well,
right.
I mean, we already know the deal. You black and you're guilty and you got to prove yourself otherwise.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
All right. And especially
all right, now,
with Chris Brown already knowing that, you know.
Yeah.
Can't get away with the same stuff, unfortunately, that other people get away with.
Right. And
yeah.
And the thing was, when he was in D.C., the guy provoked him, and he just reacted.
Right.
And they knew that, you know, these people know, let me call them, get you in trouble, get you a reaction. And, like,
exactly.
You know, like LL said, he's got to, at some point, Chris Brown has got to mature, but you got to know, you know this when you're 15,
right.
That the cops
right.
and white folks are out to get you. So that's not nothing new.
Oh, we were taught that young.
We were taught
that, like, junior high age. It's like, you can't
right.
do that. You know what I mean?
Can't get away with the same stuff, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, we couldn't do some things.
Though.
Go ahead, yes.
Why don't they, instead of letting the media, him and Kanye and, you know, all of the other angry black men they portray in the media,
mm-hmm.
I wonder why when they come out to do those appearances so that the reporter or the photographer's questions don't annoy them, why don't they have headphones on? Just block it all out. Put some Beats by Dre on and walk it in.
Because this is not that commercial.
But wouldn't it be a good commercial?
But it's a good idea. It is a
good
idea.
Yeah, that way you block all that out. You're not offended by what they say. You don't even hear them.
I would just say I'm making $20 million. Nothing you can say can offend me. Good night.
Exactly. Wouldn't it be nice? Even Alec Baldwin, so it's not just, you know. But,
oh, no. You know, I had a news story. I have a news story for Thursday. A member of the DuPont family, the chemical
mm-hmm.
company DuPont, he raped his three-year-old daughter, you know, a decade ago.
He
got
what?
No prison
and his
time.
Son. And his son.
And, no, and this was recently. So a decade ago, he rapes a three-year-old. Then he goes back and sexually assaults
what?
A toddler. He got convicted of fourth-degree rape, right, for the daughter, which had a minimum of, like, 8 years. But they gave him a suspended sentence for a level 2 probation, which gave him monthly visits and ordered him to pay $4,000 to the Delaware Violent Crimes Compensation Board. That's all they gave him.
Oh, my gosh.
So... I'm saying that just to say that entertainers or rich people who don't happen to be black, they get off for some more. You could do horrible, horrible things. So Chris Brown has sex at somebody at a rehab facility, and they want to give him some jail time. Again,
instead of getting rid of the workers that
fired the person,
right?
Exactly.
I mean, and I don't get it. He can get any woman he wants, pretty much. Why would you fall for that? I mean, to put himself in that kind of situation, you know, at some point,
Kai,
just say no.
Kai, as a guy, I'm going to take a zero on this. Like, I didn't see her. I don't know what kind of circumstances he was in. And plus, they were more in a power position.
And plus,
right?
You're doing 30
but
days.
But it's
Chris
Brown. I mean, they starstruck, and you know.
Hey,
look,
I'm not gonna.
You
30
days.
I'm not gonna tell you. Go ahead. 30 days what?
30 days. 30 days, and you locked up. And somebody gonna offer you some? Okay.
All I'm saying is this.
But I'm saying,
I remember,
he could get it from anyone. Why did it have to be the two workers?
Because
I was
locked up for 30 days. Now you can't have
they were pretty. I don't know. I'm not in the mind of that
okay,
kid, but
pretty.
I'm telling you, it might have been difficult. It may have been difficult for
and
him.
And look how pretty that was. That incident got pretty expensive, and the only one paying for it is him.
Now, you know, he's young. He hasn't learned to hold it for 30 days.
Oh my God!
All right, so we gotta leave that one part.
See, that's
but anyway,
why I just give you 2 days with him for a totally right, different reason.
I would have had a sock and some lotion and call it a day.
Hey! Come on now, don't get muted for that. No, sir. All right, so since LL came in support of Chris Brown. By the way, you're listening to Black on Black Crime. I don't know what kind of crime Finesse just committed over the airways, but that. There's a whole other story.
I wouldn't
now,
have been doing no probation
LL
for another 30 days.
Supporting Chris Brown by saying he's been there, done that, so to speak, not in that particular case, but he wanted to support him. And also LL, also, who supported Republican politicians in the past, he weighed in on the president's push for Americans without health insurance, that you sign up for it before March 31st. He said he hasn't been approached by the Obama administration to promote Obamacare, but he would like to see everyone out there with affordable health care, and he thinks everybody deserves health care. He's not asking that they approach him when he was supporting everybody else. That's schizophrenia to me. But anyway, all right, LL, just want to share that part of the story. All right, you're listening Black on Black. All right. Now
can you tell him to stop using Botox?
I don't know what LL is using.
Hey, he is not using Botox.
You better look at his face.
This must be one of those Tony Braxton situations.
Tony not using Botox, but LL is.
You see how he's going to defend Tony, right? I just wanted to say that for the record. He's going to defend Tony, but not.
Listen,
all right, you know what,
Tony's,
you know what
Tony's
that means.
Father is listening. Tony's father is listening.
Okay, that makes me want to break.
Hi, Mr. Tony's father.
Oh,
Tony Braxton's
me
father
on Facebook.
Is
listening? He lives right here in Maryland.
Oh, Tony Braxton's father. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, he's in Maryland.
Crazy. I don't know. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. We're going to take a break and listen
Hi,
to
Tony.
Del-
I love you, Tony.
You can't.
God.
Let's mute him for that guy. He's not on mute. We'll be back after this message.
Please welcome Mr. D. Ray Davis.
What's up, y'all? Y'all good? A video show. Chino, what's up? Got baby Chino DJ, and I've been wondering, Chino had to get me in the club. I'm not exaggerating. He's like, I know him right there. I was like, Chino, what's up? A lot going on right now. Happy Black History Month. Yeah. You know it's Black History Month when they showing 12 Years a Slave as an in-flight movie. I'm sitting on the plane. I'm the only black person in first class. I'm looking around. People looking at me, waiting on me to cry. I'm like, I'm not going to cry. I'm not making this up, y'all. Seriously, they were showing the movie. Really, I'm exaggerating. They were showing the butler, realistically. They're showing the butler, and I'm sitting there watching it, and they were serving chicken with watermelon sauce. And I started getting offended. I'm like, hey. And everybody, I'm not making this up. And everybody's like waiting on to see who gonna how much chicken. I'm like, nope, I'm not going, nope. And I was taking like little bites, like, all right, I guess they got me. And I turned to ask the lady next to me a question, but I had the knife in my hand. I was like, hey, she's like, ah! And I said, oh, no, ma'am. Like, ma'am, I'm mixed, all right? They didn't know how to take it, though. The butler was on. Nobody was really watching. There was one white guy was standing in the middle of the aisle. He was, like, upset. He was talking like, I think I'm going like this. You know, white people argue with their palms up. No, really. Whenever white people are mad, they argue with their palms up. They're like, oh, you know what? I'm sorry. This is too much. What's going on with the movie? No matter what they're doing, their palms stay up like this. They can go low. What's wrong with you, Bob? Get in the car, man. Look, man, are you ready to go? I'm ready to go. It's true. I know y'all, it's white people here right now, like, oh, we don't do that. Like, you do. and all black people argue with their palms down. Man, I kill you. I ain't playing no games. You think I'm joking with you right now? Everybody is. And I'm mixed, so I'm like, look, guys, let's not get into it. I'm glad. This is exciting, though. I'm happy to watch this and be here. We in L.A. I did not go to none of that Super Bowl mess down there. It was exciting. They said it was the most watched Super Bowl ever. I'm like, man. There's like more people watched it than Beyonce last week. And I was like, nah, I watched Beyonce. And I don't care what nobody say. Beyonce looked good. Woo! On them Grammys, did she not look good in all of them? They was talking about her hair. She looked wet. They're trying to find anything wrong with her. Her eyelash crooked. Nah. She looks good. She looks so sexy. Then Jay-Z came out and messed it up. If I do sex on myself. If I do. I'm like, man, we know you having sex with her. You ain't got to keep throwing it in our face.
If you don't mind, would you pull that bass up a little bit, my mom? Pull up drum,
Hey, welcome back to Black on Black Crime. You know, I had to show a little, or play a little bit of Arsenio Hall, since everybody act like they can't watch that show. But Arsenio Hall is actually a good program. We have Kai and Finesse on the show. D-Ray Davis was on, you know, last month. So I just wanted to play a slight clip of his performance on Arsenio. But, Finesse, I know you check out Arsenio, right?
Yeah, yes. Okay. Yes, sir.
Check out Arsenio yet?
I've seen him on occasion, but I'm usually in the bed by the time he comes on. I've become an old maid.
I know. But I'm glad he's still on.
I heard he's doing really well.
Yeah. Now, I did see the Prince didn't perform for the whole show like he did last time, you know, in the old Arsenio Hall days. But he did go on and shut down. And did, you know, She's Always in My Hair and a couple of other, you know, skits in the audience where he, you know, was talking to some audience members. But Finesse, you've been checking it out, right?
Yeah. Yes, I have.
Oh, that's good. I'll try to catch him.
I know, and Finesse was just saying, you know, he was recommending it anyway, so, you know, we all kind of pushed Arsenio, wanting him to do well.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I want to welcome everyone.
It's funny, and I just want to, I really want people to really support Arsenio, even if you TiVo it, because they're trying to throw up this, and I have nothing against what's his name on NBC. I think he's great. But Arsenio is the man. They're trying to really cancel Arsenio out with this, with what's his name?
Jimmy Fallon.
Yes, Jimmy Fallon. So,
are you kidding me?
Yeah. They're really pushing that. They're really pushing that Jimmy Fallon thing. They're really pushing in the. You can catch Avenida immediately. He's up on YouTube. So it's a thing that they're trying. But I need people to really go out and support Arsenio.
Oh, okay. Wow. Why is it,
I don't even know how that can work.
Why
because
have to
you
do
can,
the other one?
You know, when I watched Arsenio the other day, I'm trying to remember who was on there, but when I watched Angela Bassett on there or watched Magic and Cookie Johnson on there, they sit there and talk about stuff that they wouldn't talk about to a Jimmy Fallon on a Tonight Show or any of the other shows.
Right.
You know, and one of the things when Arsenio was talking to Prince, he said, remember the time we went to this after-hours spot? He said, you know what I'm talking about. He said it was in somebody's house. They locked the door when you came in after him. He said Prince wouldn't drink nothing while he was in there, and Prince started laughing. Like, they have, you know what I mean? Like, you get a different interview with those guys just because.
Totally different kind of audiences. So it would be like a parent watching one show and their children watching the other show. It's two different audiences.
Well, it is, and I know that, you know, like I watch Jimmy Fallon. I mean, he knows his music. He knows sports. I love the fact that he got the Roots band. But I knew when they knew Arsenio was coming, they made that move to bring Jimmy. That was the only person they had out there that could compete because George Lopez was not going to do it. That's his friend. So I just need people to understand that they have to support Arsenio because if they don't, they're going to try to pull him.
Oh, that's so unfortunate. Good grief.
Well.
Showbiz is not pretty.
No, actually, what it is oppression and supremacy is not pretty. Because it's the bigger picture, right?
The whole bigger picture.
Yeah, the reason why the impression is like it is because we just talked about the justice system, you know, where no matter what we do as we grow up, systems pretty much kind of protect itself. And so Hollywood protects itself. They don't really want minorities benefiting from minority products. And I know I talked about this on the other show where, I think I sent Vanessa a text, or I'm not sure if we talked about it, the tanning of America. Remember that, Vanessa? The hip-hop?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was on VH1 if you wanted to look it up on YouTube. And it talked about, you know, Puffy doing the Ciroc commercials. And Ciroc came to Puffy and said, or that would be Sean Combs for those people who don't call him Puffy, but Ciroc came to him and said that they wanted him to be a spokesman for Ciroc, and he said, do a different brand, which was the premium Ciroc, and he'll come in. Now, Ciroc sold 50,000 cases a year before Puffy came on. They sell almost 3 million cases a year now. They sold 50,000 before he came on there. So it's interesting that you can use the culture and use black folks to make a lot of money, but if they're doing that by themselves, you want to run them out of business. It's interesting.
Yeah.
So every time I see that, it truly amazes me, especially when you look at the numbers that way. But 50,000 cases a year, now 3 million. That was 3 years. And Beats by Dre, what are that company's 3 years old? They make over a billion.
Yeah, I know. Actually, they're 4 years, and they sold.
4 years.
They sold the company, and then they bought it back.
Did they really?
That's how much. Yeah, that's how much that money that Dre's Beats are, to the point where Ludacris is not even headlining his headphones anymore. He pulled himself off.
He took himself off his own headphones.
Headphones.
He can't compete. Their marketing money is too big now.
Well, I mean, you got Interscope and their money, but you can still, you know, you can still put it in and do your stuff. I mean, you don't, just because you don't have that kind of money, but you can still, because I have a pair of the Soul. I love those better than Dre's headphones. And they're both DJs, so I know what they both were doing in the design for DJs. I like the Ludacris ones better than I do Dre. Now, oh no! People are just buying Dre beats because of the color and the name is on them, but they're not really listening to it for the quality. Because if they did, the Soul ones would be
right. But we all know it's always the marketing that gets people to buy stuff. So, you know, the point is that those guys came out of nowhere. You know, Panasonic was probably big back in the day, like everybody, but nobody really had a name for headphones and speakers and all of that beside the regular audio companies. And so as he put his name and face on it, of course, just like, you know, Rockware or Sean John, you know, they said, hey, Russell did that first with Fant Farm, so it was just a blueprint. It doesn't matter. You can have multiple, you know, competition. And it's just interesting to me, but that show that was the, you know, hip-hop tanning of America kind of thing. They talked about when Snoop wore the Tommy Hilfiger T-shirt on Saturday Night Live. You know, Saturday Night Live is after midnight, you know, when Snoop comes on stage. The next day, Bloomingdale's sells out of the shirts. Now, who knew what was Bloomingdale's back in 90? You know, nobody really shopped there like that. But Snoop wears something on Saturday Night Live and Bloomingdale's sells out. So it's just interesting in watching this. So I just wanted to say when looking at Arsenio, just remember that people are putting minorities on other programs to compete with Arsenio, but if Arsenio wasn't there, they never had him on there to begin with. And all of that,
right.
Pretty much the people who aren't Arsenio, you don't see him on other shows either. So which is
right.
Making his
You would never see a Magic Johnson and a Cookie together. You'll never see Prince sitting down somewhere for an interview. I mean,
sitting in the audience and all of that stuff. No, he doesn't do that. And Arsenio
right.
did say Prince was the first person that called him when he found out he was getting the show back.
Right.
He called him, congratulate him. So anyway, there's a lot of people. George Wallace was on there. George Lopez came on there. Jay Leno actually came on and gave him a letter to tell him he was renewed for another season, which was kind of cool. You know, he's
right.
like, I got some news for you about your, you know, next season. He gave him a letter. So, anyway, Arsenio is producing. Now, I just want to remind everyone, you're listening to Black on Black Crime. We talked about, and I know you didn't weigh in on the Naomi Campbell, nice statements about Lupita Nyong'o, I guess that's how we say her name, and Mississippi mayor had a questionable death, and he was just laid to rest a couple weeks ago. But some stuff happened in Mississippi, and we're not going to rehash that. But if you want to check it out in archives. Now, the segment that that Finesse likes the most is any news story that we have to do and talk about an open letter. This,
oh Lord.
Okay.
Put me on mute now.
I am not going to do it.
Here's the
Master
Kai,
P.
Kai, you can
add it. No, because you got to give me this. Master P wrote an open letter to his ex because she ended up, questioning him about him paying child support for his four kids, right? So last week the report came out that Master P's wife, Sonya Miller, is broke with four children for their children while Master P lives it up in luxury. So she said that her husband is worth more than $200 million but has left her and her four children destitute, and that's according to the gossip folks. Now, the couple split in 2013 when Miller filed for divorce. She filed for divorce, but Master P hasn't responded and has been fined $10,000 because he didn't respond to the divorce decree, which is interesting. I think you can get a divorce and not respond to it, but he didn't respond to it. So after the court allowed him to temporarily pay a minimum child support of, get this, $271 a month, that's according to the story from News One, they're still kind of negotiating. But after the publicity, Master P finally fired back at his wife by writing this letter, and he just said, since it's in the gossip stuff, that he's actually the one that takes care of their children who are minors. Master P said, why is this news? I have not been with this person in over 7 years. She has several boyfriends since then. I take great care of all of my kids. All of their needs are met in abundance. I come from the ghetto. That's what he said in the letter. He said, I changed my life, but she didn't. She didn't want to grow with me. So we're not together. If Sonya supposedly helped me start my companies, including No Limit, she wouldn't have the capability of creating something, some type of income, like he just got mean, besides turning to social services. But he said, educated business people don't think like that during hard times, and they can see that it's a publicity stunt. This is hilarious, is what he said. He said, all I ask is that she take a drug test in the next 2 weeks and pass it, and I will give her everything I have. He said, the four minors that she says she needs help with, three of them are with me. This makes no sense. I'm tired of sugarcoating and hiding the truth of ungrateful people that I've been taking care of for years. If she's that great businesswoman that she claims, she should be able to do it herself. So he said that he actually gives her, that he's still taking care of him. So he said, I don't trip on my past success, even though the rebuilding stages of my life, I never blamed anyone. I just figured it out and worked harder. I put my trust in God and not people. is pretty much to round that up. So he's saying that if she takes a drug test, he'll give her anything she wants. But apparently she's trying to milk him for money. All right, Kai. What does that mean for him to write an open letter to his ex-wife? We'll go with Kai first on this one. Oh, did we lose Kai? All right. Finesse. I know Finesse is quiet.
Oh, Lord. Please, Kai. Please call in.
No, Kai is on the line.
I really don't want to listen to this and talk about this ridiculous open letter crap.
But I see that, okay, but Finesse, you have to understand that when you're getting TMZ and all this gossip stuff put on about you, you get to release a statement sometime. That's how we do it in media, right? We get press releases, so he probably
really
had his publicist.
Take that mess to the court. He got his proof. Take it to the court. Go from there. I don't want to hear that mess in an open letter. Lord have mercy.
Okay.
Jesus.
All right. All right, well, let's go to Lavinia. Kai, if you can't hear us, you can just call back in. Your mic's open, by the way, Kai. All right, Lavinia, give it to us. What do you think about the open letter from Master P? Did we lose her, too? You must have us on mute, Lavinia.
I had myself muted. Hey.
Oh, yes.
See?
You
she
were
muted herself.
You cursing?
She don't want to talk about that either.
No. No, I was going to say, I mean, it didn't even seem like it was really an open letter to her so much. It's just, I don't know, just him trying to, yeah, it was a response where he was trying to present his side of the story. Now, whether or not it was necessary, I don't know. I mean, I hadn't even heard anything about him getting slammed for not paying child support or whatever. I think most of us wouldn't really believe what she was saying anyway. I mean, I didn't. I don't.
Well,
so.
he said, I'm not perfect, but I go above and beyond to provide for my kids and my family. But
well, supposedly
been,
even Romeo stood up and said, no, what she's saying isn't true. So who knows?
I mean, I'm trying to understand something. Why you ain't just divorced the chick 7 years ago? Y'all been separated 7-8 years. Write an open letter for that. Explain that.
Well, I'm going to help you with this. He said they've been gone for over 7 years, and she had several boyfriends like she's been gone. But what he's saying is if she takes a drug test, he will give her the money. But so apparently she's doing some things that he probably is trying not to support her. Now, she lives with Romeo. She lives with his other son. His first son. So Romeo, like Lavinia said, wrote comments about his mother's claim that she was on welfare. Like she said that she's getting welfare. And his quote was, my father's a good man, my parents are not together, but he still provides a roof, transportation, all of her living expenses. Honestly, she gives me the bills, I hand them to him, and he take care of it. She is blessed. She lives in a gated community, a guard-gated community, and drives luxury vehicles. It's funny how people jump on negative media and gossip instead of the positive things that my father does for underprivileged kids in the communities across the U.S. That's what Romeo wrote about his father.
The only thing I heard
now,
was, ICT college.
That's because you're slow. That's because you need to enroll. It's not like you even went to, you went to a private college. You shouldn't do that. But that was well written. He has a publicist. I'm going to tell you right now. Well, no, he went to USC. He didn't go to ICDC.
Romeo is no dummy.
Right. But it's funny.
I think the Millers own that college, too, or own a percentage of that college.
You know what? I never thought about it. They probably do. It's a private school.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a private online college. They may have cut them in. But I think that was very good that, you know, it was TMZ and those guys who made that claim, and they were starting to escalate the stories about him not taking care of his wife and that she was on welfare, and she claimed that she was. But, again, Romeo's not even taking care of it. He said, I hand the bills to him. So, anyway, Finesse thinks that's the black-on-black crime to actually blow people out of the water like that. But I think that you can clear your name by any means necessary if that's what you need to do.
He should have got divorced instead of letting her linger on for 7 years. And then she comes back and she wants money, blah, blah, blah. And let him divorce. You don't need to read about it.
You know what? I disagree with that because he's going to take care of her. I think that he's going to take care. You know what I mean?
Well, whatever. Take care of it in the court. He's going to write her an open letter. Jesus.
Please, I'm happy to agree. I happen to agree with Lavinia on this one. The letter was not technically for her. It's just kind of deemed an open letter. It's like people writing on Twitter these days. It's deemed an open letter, but he wrote
that's
a letter to answer the question.
Well, it'd be no different if he gave a regular statement that said, you know what, this isn't true.
Right.
I mean, that's the way that I see it.
But when it's social media, they say it's open letter. Go ahead.
Well, since you brought up social media and Twitter, I also think it's dumb when grown-ass men call themselves fighting on Twitter. If I hear another NBA or NFL star fighting on Twitter, I'm going to slap the bejesus out of them.
having Twitter beef?
Yes. What grown-ass man is having Twitter beef? Are you serious? You fighting with 140 characters?
Vanessa's having a moment, but we gotta let him go.
And it's trending. Sherman and Reeves get into it on Twitter. They're having a Twitter beef. Are you kidding me?
I have no idea what that's about, and I don't even question that stuff because I don't watch it. But when I hear people having, I mean, we do black-on-black crimes for people saying stuff on social media, but that going back and forth, we need to go back to email. That's going to be my suggestion. Have an email beef.
We need to just either roll up on somebody call them on the phone. You know, settle your beef like you're supposed to. Say it face to face. But you start
Lavinia,
with your beef.
Is Twitter advocating violence on the program today?
No, he wants total violence. It's attention, but that's just attention seeking. I mean, trying to get your name. I mean, you look at it to see how much of that is actually two guys beefing, how much of that is just two guys trying to stay relevant.
Exactly.
If somebody mentioned my name on Twitter and they got a beef, I'm going to see them. I'm just letting you know that right now.
Get the bail
money ready because I'm going to see them. Don't call me out on no Twitter. No mess.
Lavinia, he's a little thin-skinned, is what he's saying.
I was about to say, you're not even supposed to address it if it's on Twitter.
Oh, I'm not going to address it on Twitter. I'm going to their house.
I was saying you shouldn't even address it if they put it on Twitter.
If they put my name on Twitter, no one's going to know. But I'm going over there, and then they're going to be on Instagram.
They're going to be all banged up
in the ambulance with a hashtag.
All right, just in case you just tuned in. This is black on black crime, but it's not that black on black crime. This one is when black people overly focused, criticize, or analyze black people in areas they won't consider anyone else. This is not about a violent black on black crime.
Grown ass men, Twitter beef.
That is just Vanessa's issue with black on black crime. All right.
I'm going to say this and type out 140 characters. What grown man does that?
Vanessa's about to tap out. I can see what's going on here, Lavinia. He's like, I'm just having a problem with Twitter beefs.
Are we okay with 240 characters? Are they up there?
I don't even care if they get to
140 characters.
It's just the manhood. I don't care if they do it in one, like it's Wheel of Fortune. And you guess what beef I got with one.
If you was naming that tune, you'd be like, give me three notes.
These are grown millionaire men, and they fighting on Twitter. Who's the best?
You know what that reminds me of?
They go for the rat ones too.
You know what this reminds me of, and I don't know if Lavinia, you're going to cover this on Nerdy Black Chicks, but it reminds me of this problem, and I was watching it a little bit today, where people are beefing about Kanye and Kim Kardashian being on Vogue. I'm like, why is that a beef, and why do anybody care? But when people start, that's a social media issue. right? They're just saying they're tabloids, so they shouldn't be on this magazine. Like, people beef about some silly stuff anyway. So you shouldn't be paying attention to social media because everybody gets a little bold.
Well, Twitter is one of, I mean, Twitter, you can have fun on Twitter. I've had some fun conversations back and forth on Twitter, but for the most part, I think it's one of the angriest places in the entire world. Like,
yeah.
If you don't have the racists going at it, then you've got the feminists versus the womanists are going at it. Or it's just, I mean, there's always somebody. I log on and I check the timeline, and I will see some people that are honestly battling every time they log on to Twitter. And I'm like, how do you even have the strength for all that, really?
You're like, is that necessary, really?
Listen,
yeah.
If they want to be mad at Kanye and Kanye for being on the cover of Vogue, I could see why. If you see the look on his face, like, I can't believe I made this whole
thing. He don't
want to
be there.
Yes, he don't want to be there. That's what it looks like. Now that's the discussion. He don't look like he want to be there. Anything else, I could care less.
Wait a minute, but in his defense, he is legitimately a star to be on there, though, right? They always use entertainers. He sold a lot of music. I mean, he's off the rails, but hey, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like Mick Jagger and all those
actually,
guys were.
When Vogue first started, they actually had models. It was
mm-hmm.
about the up-and-coming models, the new fashion, and they had models. This thing of, you know, putting these whack stars on covers and whack stars modeling because they weren't really models. I mean, that's just something to sell. And, you know, Kim got her wish. She on the cover of Vogue. Kanye don't look happy at all. That's a funny picture. Ooh, that's a funny picture. I just laughed.
But he was the one that was pushing to get her on the cover of Vogue. He was her main... like, he's basically
because
taking over as her manager.
Right, because
well,
he
I guess
has
he didn't
more,
expect to be on it.
Yeah, he has more star power, technically. She has more social media power. So, technically, it's probably going to move more magazines, and that's all Vogue wants.
Well, isn't
well,
the baby
about
in the...
Like cancel subscriptions. Yes,
I think the baby's in the picture with them inside the magazine, too. So, I mean, it's the sell copies. That's all. I mean,
well,
nobody wants to see just
have...
Kim anyway. She's not. If we all remember when she was pregnant, that damn couch cover she was wearing, that floral print couch cover. It's like, no, she's not fashion. Why
right.
would she sell magazines?
Anybody man,
looking
on
for her like that. Whatever.
They both get the gas face to me.
On that note, we have changed the topic of the show today just for example. Of talking about social media, we went to the Kim and Kanye. That is just nuts. All right, you listen to Black on Black Crime. You can call in and join us. I see the commission's on. Kai, your line is still on.
Ain't no grown ass man should be arguing.
Bring in the commission because you know what? Vanessa's having a moment. Commiss, hit one on your line if you're ready to join in. But yeah, he
ain't had no flags in a minute.
He's, and you've been pushing for what, haven't you? For a timeout.
If I see some grown men arguing on Twitter again,
you going to see
there's
him?
There's going to be repercussions. And
it's going on right now as we speak.
Oh, see, don't bring it up. Don't bring it up. Now, on this program, we already talked about Naomi Campbell's comments about the Oscar-winning actress Lupita Nyong'o and Master P. letter to his wife that Vanessa didn't like, and the Mississippi mayor, we did talk about his questionable death early in the program. We had a clip from Arsenio, Del Ray Davis, and we also talked about LL Cool J and his comments about Chris Brown. So, you know, I don't know if you heard that, Lavinia, but in his judgment, we're not talking about Chris Brown because we're not going to do God. We're not going to do God.
She's tired of LL with that Botox.
All LL said was, Kai will join back in for that Botox comment, but all he said was that he is a little bit more lenient to him and Justin Bieber because he's been there and done that. You know, being arrogant and having $20 million when you about 25 years old.
So So what?
Thanks.
He's been on probation since 2009 and been screwing up like every 6 months. And
well,
where the hell has he been? No. Where has he
been
all this time? Now he wants to lend support and been there. Next.
Hey, first of all, he should not have been on probation that long, for one, but that's a whole nother story. Anyway, all right.
Well,
so in the world,
stuff. I think he just basically put off. Wait, no, because they just put off the inevitable. He kept doing crazy. He shouldn't have been on probation this long.
You and Finesse are bucking for your flag today, aren't
Look,
you?
Look, now, no, wait, because Bouchetto
right.
and I actually had this conversation. We were
I'm
talking
sure.
about the seriousness of, you know, mental illness and really addressing it. But we also kind of questioned, where do you draw the line between a mental illness that requires treatment and somebody's badass that needs a little discipline? And at this point, I think he, along with some other ones, like I'm so sick of seeing Lindsay Lohan, she should have been locked up. But
yeah,
we know how that
yeah,
works
we,
out.
We covered, all of the dynamics of some people don't go to jail for anything, and some people will.
They don't, but you know what?
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry,
so,
Chris.
While we're in this, in the world of news and entertainment, since we crossed over past our normal topics, pioneers of hip-hop are hoping to create a museum in New York City dedicated to hip-hop. So organizers say the museum in the Bronx will be called the Universal Hip-Hop Museum. Afrika Bambaataa said the museum would look at the historical and cultural roots of hip-hop and its contributions made by break dancers and disc jockeys. So Bambaataa, who is frequently, he's not just frequently called the father of hip-hop, he probably is, but he'll serve as chair of the museum. And the museum hopes to open by 2017 inside of the Kingsbridge Armory, which is being redeveloped into a National Ice Sports Center. Now, the plan was announced in the news press conference, and Bambaataa says many people think of rappers when they hear the word hip-hop, but he says that there's a whole culture behind the movement. What do you think about that, Finesse, that this, somebody is going to try to do a museum? We did talk about Cornell and Harvard having those disciplines.
They've been talking about that for years, especially when they started doing the ghetto bus tours. That's something they've been talking about. So if they actually get one, it'd be great. So just started. I mean, they have, you know, there's a number of people who have original flyers. There's still, you know, original break dancers. I mean, there's so much you can do. Go ahead and start it. Stop talking about it. Do it.
Well, I think, and you know, he donated a lot of his original commitment to Cornell University, who claims to be, as an academic institution, to have the largest collection of, you know, hip-hop paraphernalia of anybody. Cornell University claims that. And Harvard started a Nas Institute or something that's based around Nas, or curriculum around Nas, so...
Well,
I do
know for
the
fact
hurt.
That, yeah, Cornell and Ithaca, and I know some of the people that have been organizers for those events, they are really big on preserving the culture, getting people to understand the hip-hop culture, which includes the breakdancing, the DJing, and the visual art. So they've been a big part of that, and they've done great. So it doesn't surprise me. But if they want to do the museum, you know, calling the same folks who've been doing these tours in that area and start the museum. They have everything they need.
Yeah, but just like you said, they want to do it big. On that note, let's bring in Kamis. Hey, Kathleen, how you doing?
I'm doing great, thank you. How are you all?
Doing
hey,
great.
Kathleen, doing great.
I'm going to start a Twitter beef.
What an honor to be on Black on Black Crime again. I've been missing you guys, and I'm just going to come in and throw six flags on Vanessa
because she's been listening for a while. She just figured you might as well accumulate them, Vanessa. She's
accumulating
been missing. She was just
all right.
talking about.
I'm just going to go start a Twitter beef with her.
Just cause.
Yeah. Yeah, he don't know what he's going to say now, but it'll be flag related.
I'm just going to wait till we end the show and send out 140 characters.
I might send out 141, 42, 143.
Yeah, the flag right there. But all
right.
They have everything they need for the Hip Hop Museum except the location, because what was going on in the Bronx? Somebody tell me, please. It was why on earth would they have the Hip Hop Museum in the Bronx? Does anybody even really go to the Bronx? I mean, like, come on. For real? For real?
I guess it's to get people to go to the Bronx.
Everything hip-hop was in Queens. The majority of it was in Queens. So if they didn't want to do Jamaica, at least do Manhattan, Brooklyn, anything. The Bronx?
Hey, up in the Bronx where the people are fresh. There was one DJ that you got. You know, there's stuff in the Bronx now.
The name.
Don't get started. Don't get started with the Bronx. The Bronx got some stuff now.
She's trying to start a Twitter beef. I know
I'm telling
you're going
so I'm
going
to go right on there. I'm going to go right on in. The commission was talking ish about the Bronx.
I mean, really?
She's talking Queens.
I mean, really? You named
she said,
me.
She said, F the Bronx, all Queens.
I didn't say
all that, but, you know, flag on the Bronx, maybe. But what?
Wow. I'm going right on Twitter right now. Where my other phone?
Okay, I just want to remind you, Finesse, since you've been gone, you know our commission is a minister as well. Not only an attorney, she's a minister. Watch your language.
I didn't cuss that time. I didn't cuss.
Yeah, but you said by putting that out on Twitter. Try not to do that and put her name in it. Like, even if you play it, don't do that.
I'll just say Minister Commish, talking smack.
Nope.
About,
no.
About the rest of New York. She said they suck.
Commish, you can mute him at any time. Just say the word.
At any time. I'm just trying to think of a couple. Just if you can name me three hip hop artists that came out of the Bronx. Just three. Give me three.
Easy. You got Curtis Blow. You got the Fat Boys. You got half of Stetsasonic.
Oh, that's a really
good half. You got some of Wu Tang. What do you want me to keep
said
going?
Some of them. There's a lot of Wu-Tang, like, there's some.
Some was from Staten Island, some from the Bronx, some was from the Queens. I mean, you got some.
Curtis Blow was from Queens, wasn't he?
Nope, from the Bronx.
Curtis Blow is? I didn't know that.
Up from the Bronx where the people are fresh. There was one DJ that could pass the test. That's right, y'all. His name is AJ, Curtis Blow.
It sure was. All righty. All right, but he moved to Queens pretty soon after.
He sure did.
Try to help Kathleen out. All right, so I am, hopefully it does get up and running. They just want to bring some foot traffic to the Bronx, apparently. So if you haven't heard, also, that did you guys know it was the 25th anniversary of Do the Right Thing?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, so at the, the Ebert Fest, the Ebert Film Festival from Roger Ebert. I forgot he said this, and you reminded me of this, Finesse. When he reviewed Spike Lee's Do the Right Thing when it originally came out, he kept saying he does not know why it wasn't up for an Oscar.
Yeah.
He said the movie left. He left the Cannes Film Fest in 1989 with tears in his eyes. He said Spike Lee had done the most impossible thing. He made a movie about race in America and that empathized with all of the participants without drawing lines or taking sides, but simply looking at the sadness of one racial flashpoint that stood for many others. That was Roger Ebert. So
the highlight of that film was when they had all the different races calling each other out their name. That's just summed up that race. And there's nothing else that's been like it. And Spike just got robbed. I mean, Do the Right Thing should have been nominated.
Yeah, and I can't remember who said this, but they were talking about all of the films that were nominated at the same time as Do the Right Thing. I don't even remember what won the Oscar that year.
I think it was Driving Miss Daisy.
You're right. I think it was Driving Miss Daisy. What an Oscar. I'm sorry. That was just my sense of humor to me. That is funny.
I almost slipped and said something, but I forgot the minister's on, so I can't tell.
The commission's on. She has a double. She'll pray for you, though, but she's going to flag you on this point. Now, primetime cable
news. I'm just trying to drive him to the show.
I'm sorry, I'm not Isaac. You ain't sacrificing me.
All right. Now, in some other news, you know, primetime television cable news, African-American women consume more media than other comparison groups, and there is more mass and targeted content featuring African-American women than ever before. This is according to Essence Commission based research. It's called Added Value Cheeksin. They said that they wanted to bring more attention to the study of African American in society. So it's understanding the images of African American women in society. So they actually had a study come out that said African American women are participating more in media. And also along with that, there was also another study that came out last week that said that African Americans are actually the biggest by group, by racial group, one of the biggest consumer of internet news and media than all other groups in compared. So stop saying that people are not informed. Apparently they're reading.
They're watching TMZ. That's what they're doing.
No, you're getting the gossip people confused. Because
I don't look
at TMZ.
I did this everybody look at it. TMZ, World Star Hip Hop.
I don't really watch TMZ, but
news,
I did. I did watch it when they were talking about I did watch it when they were talking about Michael Jackson being the father of that.
I did
watch that story.
Okay.
I watched that one.
It
Billy
was
Jean.
Yeah,
See, Mickey Howard is an example of why they shouldn't legalize crack.
Oh, see, okay, uh-oh. Now that would be a flag on this.
Flag.
That is definitely, that was definitely mutable,
flag.
But we won't do that, right?
That was awful.
That was awful.
Hey, it's the truth. You run around after Michael dead talking about he the father of your child. Come on now.
I don't
Stop.
Think she said
Stop.
That. Did she say it?
Yes.
Or I don't think she said that.
No, she didn't say it.
No, she
her
didn't.
Her and her son have said that Michael Jackson is the father of her child.
Okay. Finesse wants
did
to do
you get
gossip
that from
today.
TMZ?
No, I didn't get that from TMZ.
Did.
I've been waiting for somebody to punch Harvey in the face and see how he did with that.
Finesse is taking a show someplace else. He want to beat him down. Now, you know, we're going to do this story in the news, but since we're talking about more race stuff, you know, black students are more likely to be suspended from public schools, even as small as preschoolers. Now, the racial disparity in American education, from access to high-level classes and experienced teachers to discipline, were highlighted in a new report released Friday by the Education Department's Civil Rights Arm. It says the suspensions and disparities begin at the earliest grades, and black children represent about 18% of the children enrolled in preschool programs, but almost half of the students suspended are African-American students. They're only 18%, but half are suspended.
No, you're kidding.
Really? Where were they? I mean, just out of curiosity, where did they get their study group from?
Maryland.
What kind of schools? What was the population? What was the ratio?
No.
What kind of areas were they in? How many did they look at?
Okay, so here you go. This is the department, the Education Department. This is federal. So they report in districts how many people they send to in-school suspension. And all they do, when federal comes in, they just scrutinize your data. So if your data is showing that the minority students are getting suspended. They don't go in and say, we're only going to do small sample sizes. They actually took the information that the school district provided to the federal government about who's going into in-school suspension. So they said that 6% of the nation's school districts with preschoolers reported suspensions at least one preschool child. And earlier this year, of course, you know, the president administration issued guidance encouraging schools to abandon what it describes as overzealous disciplinary policies that send students to court instead of sending them to the principal's office. They're quick to just send the kid out of class if you're minority students, but according to those numbers from those the nation's school districts that they're reporting to federal, they're suspending black students a whole lot more. All right, just wanted to share that.
I was trying to be sarcastic. I was trying to be sarcastic when I said, "Oh, really?"
I know you were being sarcastic.
Lavinia
was being serious, but you were being
no,
sarcastic.
I just was curious about the study. Just wondering if there were certain areas that they were looking at, or you know, just curious.
Well, nope, those are the numbers that report in federal.
Okay,
federal does
so
not.
The federal.
They don't
okay.
cherry pick.
I missed that part of the story. Gotcha.
Oh, okay. Now the firm. Do you guys play Candy Crush by any chance?
Hell no.
No.
Okay, watch it.
I won't even look
at
it.
Do what?
The mobile phone, the mobile game Candy Crush Saga. The company is valued.
I don't know what that is.
Neither do I. I don't play those games, but. They're valued at more than $7.5 billion. Do you know that that game makes $5 million a day? It was launched in 2012, and it's free, but the add-ons, you can pay extra for extra lives. They generated $1.9 billion in revenues in 2013, and they make $5 million a day. So just wanted to say that because they're announcing their IPO. So they're going to be out there in a minute. Candy Crush
Saga. That's crazy. I've never even tried it. I saw a YouTube video where this guy had ran up his sister's credit card because he was playing Candy Crush and something else. Yeah, ran it up. Now, I looked at it on YouTube just because I wanted to see what it looked like because, you know, people YouTube anything. And I couldn't even watch it for more than 2 seconds, so I couldn't imagine getting sucked into it. I had no interest in it.
Oh, man. I don't know. Only Candy Crush I want to do is a Reese's Pieces.
But that's at his moment. All right, so on that note, I just wanted to do some news stories to round out our weekly conversation. But on that note, since the commission's on, I have a couple of stories that we can do a game of black or white. Are you guys down for this?
Yeah.
I'm
going
to do it.
Okay.
So
give it a try.
Okay, so
told you
all right,
feel
so
about
with
it.
Lavinia Finesse in the commiss, this is where we do a game that we like to call Black or White, since Kai's missing. Now, with this, we find some news stories. I am going to name the person in the story, and you guys have to tell me if they're black or white. Now, a Tennessee woman planned to have her drug dealer arrested, and it appeared to have backfired after police say that they found a text message proving that she was looking to score some pain pills. Now, she called the police, right, on her drug dealer, and then when they went to arrest the drug dealer, they found text messages on the woman's cell phone asking the drug dealer to come over to her house. Is that woman who called the police, is she black or white? I'm going to start with Finesse. She called on her drug dealer to report that she had some money stolen from a drug dealer.
That's a white person.
You think she's white? All right. Lavinia, is she black or white?
Yeah, I'm going with Finesse on that one. I can't see calling
call
the police
on the drug
and getting
dealer?
Them involved in it. No, because you're going to get caught up in it too. Nope, white girl.
All right, commiss. Was she black?
Well,
or white?
I know the drug dealer is white for sure.
why
I know the guy
that?
Is white. Because I know that a sister would not be calling the police on she know that ain't going to go well.
Okay. All right. So all of you guys are right. All of you guys are right. She was white. Now, they found a message between the, and it was two women at that. She was asking for pills that was, she said she stole $140, but in the text it said, can you bring me 20 Lortab pills at $7 a piece, which turned out to be $140 that she said that the woman stole from her. Okay, she was white. All right, now in, I guess I shouldn't tell you the state yet. All right, now this, another woman conned her son's school and fellow parents in September 2012, scammed them out of $25,000 to take her child to a trip to Disneyland. She claimed the 6-year-old child had terminal bone cancer. Was that woman black or white? She conned the school out of money. Finesse, I'll let you go on this one.
Whether she was black or white?
Yeah, we're talking about the parent. She conned the school out of it, $25,000.
And oh, she's black.
Okay, she's white. Okay, he said that.
I didn't say white. I said
was
black.
Absolutely, he was like, I have no doubt. Lavinia,
I don't know. I tend to think black folks are a little superstitious when it comes down to like faking illnesses. And
yeah,
if you put
you
it
know,
out there,
you're
gonna bring it. So I'm going with white.
I would, yeah, because I would be really, really suspicious of anybody saying that somebody is sick when they're not. Okay, Kamish, what would you say? Was the woman who conned for $25,000, was she black or white?
Okay, so you know I could just never do this straight up, but I know it was a white school.
Because they gave her the money?
Yeah.
Oh, that's wrong. Okay, bye.
Because they had the money. Because if they gave the $25,000,
yeah,
they had to have at least $75,000 left.
Okay. Would it help if I tell you that the school was in Colorado? Would that help?
Oh, boy.
No matter. All right.
Denver?
Nope. It was the summer.
Where? Okay.
I can just tell you the county. What would you say?
Somebody County.
Nope. Nope, that's cheating. Because
well,
I never heard of
it. They are Caucasian.
Okay. I think everybody but Finesse got this right. Finesse, she was not black. She would go to jail for a long time if she scammed anybody out of more than $50.
we had a case like that down in Baltimore.
Okay. All right, now. Here's one, but it was in Baltimore, though. It was black school district in Baltimore. See, that's why I didn't want to tell you the place, because then the amount of temptation is there. Now, this one, a 16-year-old girl is alive but in critical condition. This happened last week after her boyfriend was hit by a train as they were walking to a high school dance together in Northern California. He pushed the girl out of the way. And he got hit by a train. Now, she's in critical condition. He died. Was the boy black or white? Let's start with Kamish first on this one.
Well, I tell you, it wasn't Thomas. Excuse me. It was.
Do I need to get you last? I can tell when she's going someplace on this.
I tell you, it wasn't that guy I know. The one that ran up on top of that car when those dogs came running.
Wait,
sorry, I'm having a moment.
Finesse, you gotta tell the story. Finesse, she's referring to a story when she was walking with a guy, a Doberman pitcher came, and he ran up on the car, and she stopped and looked at him. Like, you can't leave the girl.
And I'm standing down there looking at the dog, and I look, and he's standing up on top of the car. I'm like, well, what is the dog? That's me down there to fight the dog.
So she may be a little biased on this one. Okay, so is the guy who pushed the woman out of the way, is he black or white?
It wasn't Thomas. I know that.
Oh, you're wrong. She called him out. That's a black-on-black crime. That's a flag you.
I didn't say whether Thomas was black or white, but he's black.
I didn't say that.
Wait, so did the
I'm sorry,
Jackson?
I thought I was over that. I need therapy.
I should have went to her last. You know, we are going a long way off of that. All right, wait a minute. So was he black or white? Well, I still didn't get your answer. The guy who pushed the girl out of the way, he got hit and he died, but she's in critical condition. Was he black or white?
He was black. He was black.
He was black. All right. Yeah. Lavinia, we're going to go to you next.
It wasn't Thomas, though. It was not Thomas, but he was black.
His name is not Thomas, for the record.
What'd you say, Lavinia?
No, you said they were walking on a train tracks on their way to a school dance?
They were walking across the train track on the way to a high school.
How old
dance.
Were they?
16.
I'm sorry.
16?
They both were 16.
Oh, black,
because
white
yeah.
kids, when they're 16, as soon as they turn 15 and a half, they get
they
a car.
They got a car.
Yeah.
Oh, that is just wrong.
Wow.
This is all of these. Their statements are black on black crimes. I didn't know Finesse was the reasonable person on this program today. Finesse, you know we were checking out the women biases from a guy pushing somebody out of the way, right?
Oh, all I wasn't right. even thinking about right. that part of it.
I didn't know. Wow. You didn't even consider that. Finesse.
So the underprivileged black kids would be on the track and the white privileged kids would be driving, right?
That's what they're saying.
They don't have to be underprivileged. Even the privileged one ain't getting
no car.
Unless you got a ride to the dance, let alone get a car.
I don't think black folks play on the train, so I'm going to say it's white.
Okay, let me get this straight. Vanessa's the guy is white.
They was walking in the train. Isn't the black folks not walking in the trains?
Yeah, that's true. Lavinia says that he's black because he would have been driving. It was Northern California, but in... the commiss says that he was black and white, commiss, because
he was black.
Okay. I have to say this. His name is Mateus Moore. He was black. The girl who he pushed was not black.
Yeah, I was going to say the girl wasn't black, though.
Oh, so the white girl got hurt. He was going to jail for another charge.
He got killed.
Oh, Lord.
Okay. They did say, the people who actually witnessed it did say that he kept her from getting pinned up under the train, and it remains unclear why the teens didn't hear the train when it sounded it was bearing down on them on the tracks. They were actually going to a high school dance. So, okay. All right, so that was
God bless them. I'm really sorry to hear that, though.
Yeah,
really.
That's sad.
Because that was a sweetheart.
That's really sad.
That was a sweetheart.
Yeah, he did actually save her. So as I went
sending love to his family and to her.
Yep, that just happened last week. But just
I wonder if they had those earbuds in or headphones, because kids just seem like they are always got their ears plucked up with something, and they don't hear anything that's going on. They're just oblivious.
That's true. Well, I'm sure. Well, I guess I'll think
well,
it was
I you story. Know, and the other thing though, because. I haven't been playing on the track lately at all, but I do know that, for example, the Long Island Railroad, you know, the above ground train, those mm-hmm. trains, when they go through a lot of the stations, they're not making a noise. The ones that are not stopping at particular stations, they're not making it. They're not sounding the horn necessarily. So, you know, it's quite possible right through that station and they didn't hear it.
Oh, man, I didn't know it. Yeah, that's weird. I didn't know they went through.
And the trains are so sophisticated. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to jump in. But first of all, you know, Northern California doesn't have a whole train system like we have in a lot of other cities, you know. And their trains are, a lot of them, it's the newer trains, they're quieter, they're faster, mm-hmm. you know, and creeping up on you a whole lot quicker. So if you don't hear that thing coming, forget it.
Wow.
All you could do is push somebody out the way and, you know.
And around these parts, we still have locomotives. New quiet, nothing. How you can hear them coming for miles.
You know what story I could have done? Finesse would have got this right away. Finesse, you know where that Wegmans is on James Street?
Yeah.
It's near going towards Carrier Circle? There's it's a train yard near Carrier Corporation, right? The train stops by this large grocery store called Wegmans. It stops, and then it goes about 100 yards and then stops on the other side, I guess from a timing issue. Two kids jumped on the back of that train, and they thought it was going to stop in 100 yards. It did not stop for 4 hours. They was in another city. I could have did it wearing black or white, but that was really obvious. Nobody plays on trains like that. But two kids got caught on the back of a train, and 4 hours later, they were in, I think the police had to get them back to town. I don't know what kind of speed it could have picked up from that. But anyway, all right. Well, thank you for joining the Black on Black Crime. Just thought I'd share that story on the way out. Vanessa, Kathleen, Lavinia, hey, we'll see you all next week. Later, people.
Later.
Stay off right. Twitter.
Vanessa has a Twitter feed. We have to watch out for a Twitter feed.
I'm going to send you a mean tweet as soon as I log off.
Well, that's what I put up
around
3 o'clock this morning.
Hey, use the hashtag pound mean tweet. We'll find it.
I'll send a link to my open letter.
Oh, Lord. That's a double tweet and an Instagram.
Oh, no. All right, check it out.
Hell, even a money gram.